This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Shutdowns and shelter-in-place orders due to coronavirus have contributed to more than 1,000% increase in unemployment claims. According to new government figures, nearly 3.3 million Americans applied for benefits last week. That staggering uptick of people in need makes the job of organizations like the North Texas Food Bank much more difficult. Tricia Cunningham is CEO for the nonprofit, and she's here to talk about how they're coping. Tricia Cunningham, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Justin. Glad to be here.
First off, how are you? How is the staff doing? Is everyone okay?
Well, we are working as hard as we can, as fast as we can, to try to make sure that we can meet the skyrocketing needs. No lie, the staff is tired. They're exhausted. But, you know, they have a passion for our mission. And to be able to see the community support that we've gotten has certainly given them inspiration as well.
What sort of services do you offer people in Texas during times like these? Have you had to adapt?
We have absolutely had to adapt because this is very different from any other kind of disaster. You know, the food bank has always been on the front lines of any kind of crisis. So whether it's sheltering Hurricane Harvey victims or helping out with the tornadoes recently or even the government shutdown. But this one is different. And we had to totally change our distribution model. So typically we have over 200 partner agencies out in the community that we could give pallets of food to, and then they're able to be able to serve their clients. Because we have to move to more of a low to no touch model of distribution, instead of clients being able to go into food pantries that are tend to be closer quarters, we're having to box food so that way they can use drive-through models at their pantries to be able to access the food. We're doing the same thing on our mobile distributions as well. So that has required more volunteers in a time whenever we have fewer volunteers that want to come and help us. So we actually even had to shift our volunteer model to try to make sure that we could have a sustained volunteer staff.
I can't even imagine the overload you all must be experiencing right now. How are you meeting the needs of so many North Texans while also dealing with this economic and medical uncertainty?
Well, you know, it's all hands on deck right now, and we are relying on our partner agency network to be that face in the community. So a lot of people that may have never experienced hunger before are maybe having to look up where their nearest food pantry is. And people can find that on our website at ntfb.org. And so they're experiencing a huge increase in demand. We're hearing 40-50% increase in demand.
If you had the ear of legislators in Texas, what would you tell them? You know, what is mission critical right now for Texans during this pandemic?
So, I mean, I think there's a few things. Number one, the new economic stimulus bill that's coming out right now will be helpful, but there are a few things that did not come through there. I think a lot of our clients that are on SNAP benefits right now could use a little extra help because they have a lot more needs that are happening. We need additional flexibility as far as being able to distribute some of the government food because they have reduced the restrictions, but it still requires a level of intake. And we just don't want our employees to be in harm's way whenever they're having to get some of those forms filled out. And then I think you're going to see a spike of the number of people that need additional assistance. So as you talked about the applications for unemployment and things, those are people that are going to be clients of ours. And so we're going to see huge needs. And so we're going to need additional assistance. So we're going to need, you know, food from FEMA. We may need additional support from a manpower standpoint. And so we're going to be calling on our legislators to make sure that, you know, we're on the front lines of the disaster response here in the community. Certainly, we all are feeling for our healthcare providers and those that are helping from the healthcare, but the long-term care of our community and those that are out of work, we're on the front lines of that right now. And so we're working with all of our partners locally, regionally, and nationally to try to make sure we can have access to the resource. Because as long as we have food, as long as we have funds, and as long as we can, we're going to be here to support our North Texas community.
Tricia Cunningham is CEO for the North Texas Food Bank. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.